Hello to all my Chavarim Yeshiva Toros Moshe around the world. Continuing on our Shir in Mishnayos, we're doing Maseches Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on both Chaf Hey Amud Beis. Continuing on to also on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. Now, its introduction, the Taisis Yantif says that the Seder of the Mishnayos that we have in the Gemara, the last Perek that we have in Mishnayos, is the third Perek in the Gemara, and the third parak that we have Mishnayos is the fourth parak in the Gemara. But in the Rif, the order is the way we have it, not Mishnayos, and also in the Seder of the Mishnah Yerushalmi is the way that we have it, not Mishnayos. So therefore, we are doing B'nei Ha'ir as the parak Shlishi, as it is the order of our Mishnayos. So the Mishnah says, B'nei Ir Shemachu Rechova Shal Ir. Okay, we're talking about, first before we even discuss what the Mishnah is talking about, Taisis Yantif also mentions that since we talked previously about the dinim of reading the Megillah, so the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he set up the Mishnayos, he figured we should talk about first Kriya Sefer Torah, which also is from the Tanis Nevi'im, as it's mentioned in the beginning of the next parak. And since we read it in the Tzibur and in the basic Knesset, he decided first to talk about the Kedushas basis Knesset and all the dinim. So he started talking about the Rehov, the square in which the shul might be in, or just the square of the town where sometimes they daven. And he's going from bottom on up. He's talking about Milam B'Kodesh. So the lowest level of Kedusha in the town would be the square where they sometimes daven in. That's step one. Second, the Ritva says the Mishnah is going to be talking about what to do if you sold one of the items that we're going to be talking about, something that has some kind of kedusha to it. What happens then after you sold it? But he's not postulating that it's mutter, that it's permissible to sell these items. Not everything and every single item that you want to sell, you have to look into the din whether you're allowed to sell it or not. So our Mishnah is going to talk about what to do if you sold it. And we're talking about, according to the Ram, we're talking about the seven Tovei Ir, the seven main people in the city that have the power to take charge of anything having to do with the city. But they don't have any permission to sell the Kedusha of the city. And the Rav says, the only time we're talking about in our mission of selling different items is if these seven people, who are the main people running the city, they sell it with the approval of all the people of the city, the Maimed Anshir Ir. They all get together, discuss it, and decide that something needs to be sold. But if just these seven people sell it without Rishus, then if they do sell it with the approval of the people in the city, they can buy anything they want with it. They can even buy beer, he says, to drink. That would be okay. Okay, but we're talking also in a kfar, in a small village, which the only people who use this Divrei Kedusha are the people in the village, not in the large city, as we'll see, where people are coming in from outside and using it as well. So that's the introduction. And now we're talking about the words of the Mishnah. B'nei Ha'ir, Shemach Rechov V'Sha'ir. So the people in the city sold the square of the city. So Rashi and the Rav say, the square of the city we're talking about is the one that has Kedusha, because they daven there and outside when there's a Tainus. And the Chacham are going to argue on this Stam Mishnah, and they're going to say that the square of the city doesn't have any Kedusha at all, since it's only happenstance that they daven there, and not a permanent thing, and the halacha will be like the Chachamah. So what do they do if they do sell it? Remember, not that they can sell it, but if they did sell it, what can they purchase with it? According to this Mishnah, it does have Kedusha, so what can you use the money from it? Lo chim b'dam of Beis HaKnesses. They can buy Beis HaKnesses with the money. So Yonta first talks about the grammar here. B'damav, even though Rechova, we say Rechova Shalir, is a Lashon Akeva, Rechov itself is a Lashon Zachar. And maybe the hay here in Rechova is with the Mapik hay. Okay? So, and so it's still talking about the Rechov. It's the Rechov, it's Rechov. But in the Seder Mishnah of Yerushalmi, they don't talk about Bedamav. They use actually the Girsa of Dameha, which would fit in with the Nekeva Lashon. Okay, so the Torah Israel says that they purchase with the money basic nesses, because by doing this, it's Malam B'Kodesh. And similarly, all the different cases in the Mishnah, we're going up. You can sell something if you buy something at a higher level of Kedusha. The Ran says the money you receive gets the Kedusha of what the thing was sold. So it can only be used on something with a higher level of Kedusha. Basic nesses, lo kan teva, the Mishnah says. If you sell basic nesses, you can purchase a teva. A teva, we'll see, is the Aran or the Bima. So let's first see what kind of basic nesses we're talking about. As we mentioned earlier, the Rav says we're talking about the basic nesses of a kfar. That can be sold. But a basic nesses belongs to a city, since people are coming from all over the places from outside and using it. It belongs to the Rabbim, and you can't sell it at all. So Taisi Yantar says that these people who are coming to use the basic nesses, passing through to daven there, even though they don't give any money for the upkeep of the building. Still, since it was built on the das that people of the Rabbim will use it, it has a more chamer kedusha than a small village basic nesses, and you can't sell it. And that's what the haskamas of the poskim is. Okay, so we talked about the basic nesses. You can buy a teva. The Ran says it's the Aron HaKodesh, and the Beis Yosef and Arachai and Simon Kuf Nun Gimel brings that the sheet of Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah, that the teva includes also the bima, where you read the Torah, you put the Torah down to read it. And similarly, in the Shulchan Aruch Arachai and Simon Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Beis, the Tiferes Yisrael says, but if you have an Aron which is built into a wall, like we have, he says, it's just a hole indented in a wall, and that's used for the Aron. Some say it doesn't have a Kedusha's basic nesses, because it's just basically a hole in the wall. The Mishnah Berurah and Simon Kufnan Dalet, Sivkot and Tezayin says, we're talking about there where it has a hole in the wall for the shape of an Aron. And similarly, if it was made in a wooden wall, that all this is just like another room. It just wasn't made for the covet of the Sefer Torah, it was just for protection, which kind of leads me to think about a safe where a Torah is placed in a lot of shuls these days. Does that safe have Kedusha, or is it just something for a Shmira and not for covet? So he says in the Mishnah Berurah that if you make an Aron of wood inside the hole of the wall, then the Aron is considered Tashmish Kedusha. It's not just a hole in the structure that you place the Sefer Torah in, but you're actually making an Aron there. So maybe the question of a safe is that now Tashmish Kedusha or not, or is it just like a hole in the wall? Not really sure. Okay, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Also, if you put some, he says, the Mishnah Berurah, if you put some material inside the wall so that the Sefer Torah don't get damaged by rubbing against the walls, and also that material is considered a Teshmish Kedusha, and he quotes that from the Prima Gadim. The Tiferes Yisrael says, not only the Teva, but even any of the utensils in the basic nesses, the benches, the parochas, okay, they have the Kedusha's basic nesses on them. The teva, what if you sold the teva, you sold the Aron or the bima? Lokim mitpachos, you can purchase the mitpachos, what are these? The Voice of Sinem says, this is the covering of the Sefer Torah, which has a higher Kedusha, and he quotes that from the Ran. So you're selling the Aron, you could buy the covers that you're going to be putting on the Sefer Torah. And the mission continues, mitpachos, you sell these mitpachos, lochen svarim. You can buy svarim, svarim lochen Torah. Going up and up, we're going first to svarim, and then we're going to the Torah itself. So svarim, Rashi Rav says, neviim iksuvim. You sell these mitpachos, you can buy them in neviim iksuvim. Taisi Yanta says, and similarly the Ran, he quotes it from the Ran, and here it's Mashmi says, that neviim iksuvim are the same level. And what about the fact that when you look at these Zechrinus that we had to say on Rosh Hashanah, the Ksuvim is brought a lot of cases before the Nevi'im. It sounds like the Ksuvim are more chashuv than the Nevi'im. He says, no, they're the order of the people. like David HaMelech lived earlier than a lot of the Nevi'im, even though Tehillim is Ksuvim. So we go by the author of the text rather than the order that we have it in the Chavdalet Sifri Kodesh. And also, he says, he explained this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Paragdal Mishnah Vav, where he talks about the Psukim of Zechorinus. He mentions it there as well, Tezianta, that it goes by the author. That's what comes first when the author lived earlier. The first rule says, if you have a Chumash that was written by itself, or you have a Sefer Torah that has a mistake in it, that would be considered the Svarim. The Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon Kufnon Gimel, Sif Gimel says, a Sefer Torah which you find a mistake in it has a din of a Chumash. Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Ches says, since we don't read that, if it has a mistake, we're not going to read it, even though it's possible to fix it, still has a lower level of Kedusha. Dirsha Os 11, as far as Sefer Torah, which was Kosher, and then became Pasul, what about that? So the Das Torah here, in the name of the Goyen Milisa, says, since it is able to fix it, you can't take it down from its level of Kedusha, that the din, what we mentioned, of a Sefer Torah has a mistake in it, when, that it's like a Chumash, that's only talking about a Sefer Torah which had originally had a mistake in it, and was never used to read from. So that would have a level, lower level of Kedusha like a Chumash. But if you had a Sefer Torah which was actually being read in Shul, and then a mistake was found in it, that would still have a higher level of Kedusha. The first Torah says, we're talking about here, we say Svarim, all still in the Vimik Suvim, but he says Svarim that are printed, some say it has the same Kedusha as if it was written with in ink, like a cipher. The Shulchan Aruch, Yerandei, Simen Resh Ayin Aleph, in the Taz, Sivkot Ches, he says, I hear some people say that printed Svarim don't have the same Kedusha like something which is written out by hand. And he thinks, the Taz, that there's no difference. Still, as far as it gets, certainly you shouldn't use a printed scroll, since it's kind of like Chakika, where it was engraved, not really Ksiva. But as far as Kedusha Svarim, anyone who is Makel on the Kedusha of a Sefer which was printed, us the Litan Sadin, Chadish Baruch Hu will take care of him later on. The Pesachei Tshuva there, in Sivkat Chaf, says, check in the Taz. The Taz is talking about printed Svarim, that it has a higher Kedusha. It's mashma from him that printing is just like writing, at least, and it would be kosher l'chatchila, according to that, to write a Sefer Torah by printing, and then use that to learn from. But and then he brings the Tshuva's Chavis Yarsim Kuf Pei Dalet, which postles that. And he looks, he says, check in the Sefer Ben Yaina that has a whole Arichus on this, and it says that the din is with that is Aser, and he should postle it even to Yevid, even if one letter is printed in, even if you want to print on a cloth, would not be good. So I discussed this with a Rav Klein, and he said that when the Taz says that a Svarim that are a Nidfas have the same Kedusha as those that are written, he says it's not necessarily meaning a Sefer Torah. He just says a regular Sefer that was either written by hand or was written by printing, there's no difference. It's only the Pesachei Tshuva says it's mashma from the words of the Taz, that he means even a writing of a Sefer Torah would be this equal to a printing Sefer Torah. But not necessarily, the Taz didn't necessarily mean that. He could have been just talking about regular Svarim, not a Sefer Torah. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Aval in Machru Torah, but now we're going down. We went all the way from the Rehov of this city up to a Sefer Torah. Now what if someone sells a Sefer Torah? What can you buy with that? Or can you buy anything with that? The Mishnah says, Aval in Machru Torah, lo yichu Svarim. You sell a Torah, you can't buy Svarim. Rashi Rav says, because we only go up in Kodesh, we don't go down. And Rashi adds on that, a Tesefta, that Malam B'Kodesh, because it says, V'yich Moshe es HaMishkan, in Shmai's Perchot, Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Ches, but Tzala was the one who made the Mishkan, but Moshe, who was bigger than him, was making it, stood it up, put it together, and that's how we know Mal Mikodesh from Betzalel to Moshe. And also, Lo Maridim, we don't go down because it says, Mamid Beperek Yizayin, Pasuk Gimel, Es HaMachdos HaTam Eilu, B'Nafshosam, V'Asosam Rikui Pachem Tziplim Mizbech, Ki Yikruv L'Fnei Hashem V'Yikdoshim. The Machdos, the pants that Karach and his Eda used when they did their chait, and they tried to bring carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their machdos, they only were able to be used to put plating on the Mizbeach afterwards, because it was used for Hakrava, for Hashem. Once it was a Mokdosh, it stays with the Kedusha, and it can't be used for anything less than the Tzip of the Mizbeach. The Gemara in Baba Basra Chesma Bey says, Pidyon Shvuim is a great mitzvah, and Tosfos there asks, what about here in our Perek Bnei Ya'ir in Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin Bet Aleph? It says you can't sell a Sefer Torah only to, the Gemara says, to learn Torah or to marry a woman. Doesn't mention anything about Pidyon Shvuim. He answers, maybe that's very poshut. You don't even need to mention that. That's obvious. Pidyon Shvuim goes first. Tosfos Yantif brings the Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Aleph of the Rambam, that the Mishnah in the beginning is very exact. It's dafka, that anything that you can be raised the kedusha when you sell it, you do, and you don't buy anything on the equal level to it. But if you went ahead and you sold the Torah, there's nothing else you can buy greater than that. So then you can buy a Sefer Torah, another Sefer Torah with it. But you shouldn't go down to buy regular Sfarim with the proceeds. And once it mentioned, if you sold the Torah, you shouldn't buy Sfarim, which is lower, then it mentioned all these other things as well. But in Echanami, going equally would also be usur, only Sefer Torah. You can't do anything else but go equal. But any other level, since you can go higher, we can only go higher, and you don't go equal. As it's mentioned in the beginning of Mesnisim, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. And Tosfos asks, because afterwards the Rambam talks about, what about the people in the Kfar that want to sell a Beis HaKnesses, or to build another one similar to it, another Beis HaKnesses, or they want to use the money for a Teva or a Sefer Torah, they have to make a Tanai. Okay? What do you need a Tanai to be able to do that? It's okay to do it equal. So if they want to sell their Beis HaKnesses, build another with the proceeds, they should be able to do it. That's his question. And this that it says by Mechiras Sefer Torah, that you buy another Sefer Torah with it, that's because there's no Kedusha any higher than that. Why does it mention that? That's because he holds that certainly it is better to buy something with a bigger Kedusha. But really, you can buy something equally, just as well. So therefore, it works out well that even the Sefer is Dafka. It doesn't say in the Reisha about equal, because it's always better, to go higher level if you can, rather than go equal. So the bottom line is that you can go equally when you sell something, buy something of the same Kedusha level, but it's always better to go higher. Okay, the Mishnah continues, Sfarim lo yichu matpachos. If you sell a sefer, don't go down a level and buy the covering for the Sifrei Torah. And matpachos, don't go down a level, lo yichu teva, the Mishnah says, don't buy the Urim or the Bima. Teva lo yichu beis HaKnesses, don't sell a teva to buy beis HaKnesses. Lo yichu esrachov, don't buy the square of the city. Tver Israel says, if you do sell it with the seven Tovei Ha'ir, together with the whole Sibur, all deciding we should sell it, then anything is okay. As we mentioned earlier on, even to buy some beer would be okay. V'chein b'mosrehan, the Mishnah says, even the excess, what is that? Rashi Rav says, if you sell Sfarim and you buy with some of the money a Torah, so you went up in Kedusha, but now we have some change left over, don't bring with the extra money something, don't buy something which has a lower level of Kedusha. First Rule says, another possible explanation of Mos Rehem, that they collected money for the Kedusha, for one level of Kedusha, and they bought whatever they collected money for, but they had some left over, they got it cheaper than they collected for. So then you can't change the leftover money to something else, that even though when you originally planned something, we say has a man lab milso, just because you announce your intention, it doesn't really mean anything. That's only if the Kedusha is talking about in the money itself. But as far as a neder, you have to be mechuyev to keep to whatever you agreed to when you were makdishes. You gave the money as a neder to the city for a certain kaddish item. That has to be kept. Also, he says, you can't exchange it without the Da'as of Bnei Ya'ir. But if you bought something with one Kedusha, some say you can't buy another Kedusha that's equal, even if they originally agreed that if you want, you could go back. And some are Matir. So he says here, the Tzvi Yisrael, it's not really decided whether equal is okay or not. The mission says, Ein mochernes rab liyachid. Don't sell a basic nesses belonging to the public, to a private individual. Yehuda says, you'll be going down in the Kedusha, Mikdusha, so if you sell to a private person, and you shouldn't do that. So it's mashma from Rashi in the Gemara, Divrei Maskil of a Rabbanan, we're talking about the selling of a base of Nesses. And the Rambam, the Ran, Daf Chav of the base, learn that Rehuda holds that even if the seven Tuvei Ya'ir, together with the whole city, agree, still it would be Asutim Machal of the Kedusha's base of Nesses, and the money that they get from their Mechira, so they wouldn't be able to sell it to a private person. Rashi in the Gemara, Divrei Maskil, Lucky Kedusha says that if 10 people use the basic nesses, it really becomes the basic nesses to Rabbah. Okay, we're only talking about to sell to some single person or less than a minion. And it would have a Kedusha Yisera, because there you'd be saying the Kaddish Kedusha, that you'd be saying the Avrish Kedusha. So even if just 10 people are using it, that is considered a basic nesses of Rabbah. Ramban says, even though basic nesses of a Yachid has a lower level Kedusha, as we said here, lower level than the basic Knesses of a Rabbim, still it does have Kedusha, and you can't be Mechalalit by doing things in it which are against that Kedusha. Shulchan Aruch HaRachayin Simen Kufnan Aleph Sif Beis says, some say that a person, a single person, who has a place to learn, he has Beis Medrash in his house for his needs, it doesn't have such a big Kedusha, and in Dirshu, Os 33, they bring from the Prima God and Simon Kufdun Gimel from the Mishpah Sosav, Siv Kutin Aleph, that even a Kedusha is based on Medrash of a Yachid, even though it's less Kedusha than a basic Nesses, still, it's better to daven there in the basic Medrash of the Yachid because it's a makam of his learning, better than davening in the Shul. So I was walking past the Rosh Hashiva, or Moshe Meiselman, and I said, well, I don't quite get this. This is Enos Philip at Sebor. So how can we say davening in your own private place is better than davening in the shul? He answered me, no, we're talking about here. There is no Philip at Sebor at that time. He wants to daven be Yechidus anyway. So then it's better for him to daven in a place where he learns than to run over to the shul and daven there by himself. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Amr lo imkein af lo mi ir gadol ir katana. Even if you tell him you can't sell from a rabbim to a yachid, you shouldn't even be able to sell from a bigger city to a smaller city. The Rabbeinu Yonasan says, let's say you have a small village which is near the city, and the shul is on the edge of the city, and the people in the small village want to use that shul, you can't sell it to them for their base knesses. The first rule says, because it's also a dropping in the Kedusha, because Rov Am Hadris Melech. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, only if you're going from Hekdish to a Hedyot. That's when we have a Herada in Kedusha. And similarly, from one level of Kedusha to another Kedusha, like a base of Knesses in a Sefer Torah. But if we're talking about in the same type of Kedusha, it's still a shul before and a shul afterwards, even though it's better to have more people, still it's not considered Herada in Kedusha. Taisis Yantiv says that even if there are less people davening there, still, as long as you have a minion, they're saying Davar Shebe Kedusha, like Kaddish and Kedusha. And Kedusha's basic Knesses will still be there, just like it was when there were more people davening there. That's our Shia for today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.